Now, you actually asked an HBO film crew from the early 90s, from the period that the movie is set in, to shoot the boxing scenes so that it would look just like HBO was televising it. What are some of the things that they did and some of the places they put their cameras that you might not have thought of yourself?
Well, they have sort of this way that covers the whole ring. It was from one direction. They mostly covers it from one direction where they have six cameras. You know, they have two that are parked in the middle stands looking at the ring from one side, different distances. And they have two on the other side. So that's three sides of the ring. And then they have two floaters who... If you, I never noticed this until I saw it. These guys dress all in black, and they stand on what's called the apron of the ring, which is just outside the ropes, and they walk everywhere handheld. And those kind of became my favorite guys because the handheld style, or the Steadicam style, is what I like the best.
So you wouldn't have done it that way yourself.
Well, I mean, I probably, you know, would have taken more of an approach initially of where, like we did in the comeback fights that Mickey has, where we did, with his camera went inside the ring. But I thought Mark's idea, the idea came from Mark for several reasons. A couple of them were practical. Did he already tell you about this?
No.
First of all, we only had 33 days to shoot the whole film, and that's very short and fast, and we only had 3 days to do the fights, and Mark wisely wanted to do those first and get them out of the way so that he didn't, as an actor, have to keep training and keep choreographing fights every day as well as doing lines and scenes and emotions. You know, he wanted to just be able to focus on each separately, which was smart. So we went into the Lowell Auditorium, the Paul Tsongas Auditorium, and did those fights for the first 3 days, which was a little daunting to me because, you know, you're shooting the end of the movie, the first, and the middle of the movie first. So the HBO crew was really helpful from that point of view because you got 79 hours of footage in 3 days. So we had so many ways that we could cut and cover the fights to make them raw and real. We were choreographing actual sections of Mickey's fights, but and from a creative point of view, I liked it because I thought it was an interesting choice to make it feel super real, like you turned on HBO and you happened to stumble upon this fight, and heighten it slightly with as much what's going on outside the ring as what's going on inside the ring. You know, that Mickey's brother always says to him, you know, it's just you in the ring, and that's true, but you bring into the ring everything that you are outside the ring. So his mother and his sisters and his girlfriend are outside the ring, and his brother, who's either in prison, and that's a true story, when his brother listened to the pivotal fight of his career on the phone from prison with the mother, Alice, holding the phone up to the TV so that he could follow the fight in prison. That's the kind of thing that is just such a gift to a filmmaker because you can't make that up. And we cut and pasted the actual commentary from the actual fights and put them onto the fights rather than recreate them, because you can't recreate certain things like Larry Merchant and Roy Jones Jr. and Jim Lampley burying Mickey Ward for 6 rounds and saying he should retire and people should get their money back for this fight against this top contender, undefeated Alfonso Sanchez, and then in one punch he stuns everybody and they have to eat their words. We just cut and pasted that.
Were there movies that you watched when you were making The Fighter to get inspiration or to see how did they do the boxing scenes? How did they do the neighborhood scenes?
I can actually honestly say that this was a case where I was not watching movies the whole time. That has happened to me before. You know, there was one shot in particular. You know, there's so much inspiration. How can you not take certain inspiration from the great Scorsese masterpiece? And there was one shot in particular that we took from that picture, that was inspired by that picture, which is when he's, you know, doing the comeback in the ring, which was a very economical way to make a small space seem like a bigger space by using a whip pan around a darkened room that had lights that were very far away that made the room seem much bigger than it was. in a small ring for one of his small comeback fights. But no, that was it pretty much. We were making up our own thing. That was the one thing that I felt blessed to have on this was we had a real thing that hadn't been done before, which was this world of this town with these seven sisters and this mother. That was what made me want to do the picture.